this beautiful Sunday morning, amen. As the worship team makes their way down, great job. Great job. We just have a few singing right now. I can't wait till everyone's back, amen. And not for things to be like they used to, but for things to be so much greater. Because I feel in my spirit right now that the Lord is doing a fresh work, a new work, one that only He can do in the times that we're living in right now. So I welcome each and every one of y'all that are via Facebook right now listening. It's an honor to have you here with us this day. We have received good news a few days ago from the president in regards to the churches having the green light to open up. But we're an international ministry that comes under our leadership, and we will be getting to y'all through Facebook phone calls in regards to the first Sunday morning service that we'll have here at the church with the doors wide open. Amen. So, are you happy here this day? Are you missing the church? Are you anticipating God and doing something great? It's as He's given us all just another swing at it, amen, so to speak, in becoming everything He has called us to become in regards to answering the call. So, as a senior pastor, I'm very excited here this morning. We have a leaders meeting right after the service this morning, and coming together and putting together everything that needs to take place in this week or two in the opening of the church doors. We want to do everything correctly along the guidelines of our leadership, amen, that everything could be done as best as possible. Amen. This day, I believe the Lord has a word for you. He's been speaking. And it's a simple message, but I believe it's a timely simple message, which allows it to become a powerful message. If you're listening here this day, there's something taking place within your life. I challenge you to get your Bible, a notepad, a pen, or whether you're taking notes, and however you want to take notes, I would challenge you to take notes. Amen. That way, you would be able to retain a little bit better in what the Lord is speaking into your life here this day. We're still in a series on a time to build. And this morning, the title of the message is A Time to Build Through the Wide Open Door. A Time to Build Through the Wide Open Door. As we go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. Paul speaking. Amen. And the Bible reads, in the meantime, I will be staying here at Ephesus until the festival of Pentecost. Verse 9 says, there is a wide open door. Speaking out of the NLT translation here this day. Amen. There is a wide open door for a great work here. Your translation might say for an effective work. Although many oppose me. Father, here this day, we thank you, we love you, give you all glory, all honor. I ask that you place me to the side and that you speak here this day, Holy Spirit, into the heart and the lives of your people, into the homes, Lord Father God. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. A time to build through the wide open door. Here in verse 8, Paul speaking, he says, in the meantime, I will be staying here at Ephesus until the festival of Pentecost. How many know that the virus did a very good job in shutting all the church doors all around the world? Amen. And bringing people, or just say the Christian people, to a place that staying at home without being able to come to church. And it looked like a very, very sad time, bad time, in where the enemy had gotten a good lick in. Everybody was forced to stay home and not be able to make it to church. I place here within my notes that I believe with all my spirit that the closing of the church doors opened up a great opportunity to build God's church. It opened up a great opportunity in the building of the kingdom of God. And one of the many ways is through Facebook. There's people right now from Texas listening to the message as I speak, from California, around the region, that are listening to the message through Facebook that normally wouldn't be listening to the message if the doors to the church would have never been shut. Amen? Here in verse 9, Paul was able to see a wide open door, not just any wide open door, but a wide open door for a great work, an effective work. But in that, he was also able to see those that opposed him, the opposition. He was able to see this wide open door for a great work, an effective work, a work that was able to save any type of person, any type of life. Paul was seeing something before him as he saw this great wide open door before him. And even though he was also able to see those that were opposing him and that there was going to be opposition, Paul, I believe, had seen that great open door before in his life. I believe when his name was Saul. And I believe he was reminded as he saw this great wide open door. Back in time in his life when he was Saul, being the opposition to the church. And he once again was able to see this great open door. But no longer as the opposition, but now as the great man of God. He was able
to see what he saw when he was Saul, lost and bound. Now available, I believe, for a great multitude of people there that were before him that were lost and bound. Paul knew, he said about himself, that he was the chief sinner. And he knew that if the Lord was able to do it for him, that he was able to do it for anybody. And a lot of times within my life, when the opposition comes and times get hard, there's times that all I can do is reflect and how God transformed my life. And through that, I'm able to encourage myself and fan the flame and to be able to see the wide open door still before me, even though the opposition is great. He was able to see this wide open door for a great work, an effective work. But he also was able to see those that opposed him. In other words, your opposition you're facing right now could be your wide open door that the Lord is using within your life. I'm going to repeat that again for those that are taking notes. Your opposition that you're facing right now could be your wide open door. Paul was able to see that wide open door for souls. He was also able to see that that wide open door for souls was so much greater than those that opposed him. We need to become this morning someone's wide open door to turn their attention from the opposition unto our lives that are serving the Lord. Paul would start preaching, and he would present the wide open door of opportunity to the people there before him. When I believe all their focus was upon sin. But then came Paul, able to see the wide open door. As sons and daughters of the Lord, we need to be able to see beyond the opposition that we face on a daily. As sons and daughters of the Lord, we need to see beyond the opposition. In verse 8 of 1 Corinthians, once again, Paul said, in the meantime, I will be staying here at Ephesus until the festival of Pentecost. In the meantime, I will be staying here. He was willing to stay, even though there was many there that opposed him, because the great wide open door was greater than those that opposed him. And I believe too many times, too many are trying to leave their place of opposition without allowing the wide open door to accomplish its great work, its effective work within your life. I wrote a note before I came up here, and I put, God's best work a lot of times feels like it's from the enemy. God's best work, the greatest work that he does in a man's life, in a woman's life, in a young person's life, many times feels like it's from the enemy. And to prove that this great wide open door was from the Lord, that Paul was seen as greater than the opposition, we go to the book of John, chapter 10, verse 9. And here Jesus speaking says, yes, I am the gate. Another translation says, I am the door. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. Here the Lord assures us that he is the gate, that he is the door, the wide open door of opportunity. The wide open door of opportunity that is able to save. John 10:9 says, I believe Paul was able to see Jesus as the wide open door. And Paul knew that those that would come through him would be saved just as much as he was. Paul was able to see a great salvation about to take place before his life. He saw the great wide open door, and right beside it, he saw the opposition. He was able to see that it was the work of the Lord, even though it came with an opposition, even though it came with a fight. I put here, you need to see a great salvation about to take place in our church here in Milwaukee. I'm stirred right now. I'm humbled right now. Preaching the gospel, I'm able to see the wide open door of salvation before me in the great city of Milwaukee. I'm able to see the opposition that comes with it. But I not only been saved, but I've been saved with purpose to preach salvation, to preach against the opposition that comes along with the wide open door that is of the Lord. God's grace and mercy is that great door. God's grace and mercy is that great door. That anybody that goes through him shall be saved. This great, effective, wide open door that Paul was seeing, he knew could save any man, any woman, any youth member, no matter where they've been, no matter what they've done, he was sure of it. It was a wide open door. But he would have to preach the gospel and the leading of the lost and the bound unto salvation, unto that great wide open door. It was a door of grace and mercy. And you and I are proof of that here this Sunday morning. That the God we serve is able to save anyone that comes to him and repents and by faith and want to be saved and call upon the name of the Lord can be saved, can be delivered, can be used of God. You and I are proof of that. Our international ministry all around the world is a further proof of that as well. That the Lord, that wide open door, that effective wide open door is so great, so wide that it's an international door. It's an international grace and mercy that any color, any tongue can walk through and be radically saved. Our heart is stirred here this day as I preach the gospel of grace and mercy, an unconditional love that keeps no scores of wrongs for your life. I believe in my spirit. I know that we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have attended this church. And I believe in my spirit here this day that they're all coming back and they're going to come back with more. I believe with all my spirit here this day that this church that the Lord has blessed us with through his grace and mercy and sovereignty, he was able to see a certain situation, a spot within the city. He got us the opportunity of the building. He has brought us a strong leadership, and I want to let you know that he's calling you back. No matter what the opposition has to say, this wide open door is so much greater. And I believe there's some sons and daughters of yours that need to be saved. And the Lord is looking for those that will stand in the face of opposition in these end times that we live in right now. And I believe as the end times get darker and darker, I believe this great open, wide open door just continues to get greater and greater and greater and greater. The Bible says where sin abounds, that the grace of God abounds even the more. God's grace and mercy is calling out to you right now to get back in position. The doors are a few weeks away from opening up for you can come back and get back in position. Because there's a mighty salvation ready to take place here in the great city of Milwaukee. Allow that to be your focus, not the opposition. Opposition has a way of bringing forth one or two things. Opposition can either bring forth disobedience, or opposition, the opposition can also bring forth obedience. Opposition, I've seen it for many years. When opposition strikes, when the lies of the enemy strike, I've seen men and women do one or the other. Get so focused with the opposition, they forget about the souls. They forget about the call of God. And they believe the father of lies, the opposition, and they give in to it. But I've also seen men and women faced with opposition that rise to the occasion in obedience. The Bible says to fight the good fight. This is a tough fight. But it also is a fight that has already been won at the cross of Calvary. You just got to be tough enough to stand. I really believe right now the presence of the Lord is here in the church. Just two or three, my family is the praise and worship team right now. Jay at the drums. Just with a few, the presence of the Lord falls. I see the altars once again lined up with men, women, and youth praising and worshiping the Lord. I see every instrument on the altar here this day, even though they're not on the altar yet. I see the presence of the Lord falling upon the lost and the bound as they enter the doors of the church, the temple of God, and are radically touched by His Spirit and convinced that there's a better way and are radically saved. I see gang members coming into the church that would never even consider walking into a church, more or less becoming a leader in the church. I see prostitutes coming into the church. I see alcoholics coming into the church. Because there's a wide open door of grace and mercy that is from the Lord and the Lord alone. But He's looking for a man and a woman that at one time used to be the opposition, but today are pointing the way to the great wide open door, Jesus. There's going to be opposition. There's going to be opposition. There's no way around it. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, the Bible reads, Paul speaking again, and he starts off with, And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal, but the word of God cannot be chained. This is the verse I want you to focus on. And verse 10, Paul says, so I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. I believe the Lord is looking for men and women, as you put the scripture back up, please. Verse 10. It's looking for men and women that are willing to endure anything. Not some things, but anything means all things. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. When I gave my life to the Lord, there at the altars in Victor Outreach Salinas 23 years ago. I told the Lord, and the story never changes, because it's the truth. You see, when you speak the truth, you don't have to switch it around. I told the Lord, I didn't ask for a wife, didn't ask for children. I just said, Lord, remove these drugs from my life, and I will do anything you want from me. He heard that prayer. He answered that prayer. I said that prayer, and I've kept my vow to the Lord. 23 years later, and I have put up with a lot of stuff, endured a lot of things. But they've made me a stronger man, a more sensitive man in the face of opposition. To be able to see the wide open door, which represents what the Lord is doing, instead of seeing, just being able to see the opposition, which represents what the enemy's doing. And I believe too many are locked in to what opposition is doing and speaking to your life. In a couple of weeks, there's going to be a wide open door of opportunity. Many times we just, there's six sets of doors here as you come into the sanctuary. We usually use two. I'm going to tell the ushers, open up all six. Open up the doors wide open to the church. Paul says, so I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation. Eternal glory, which simply represents I'm willing to fight the fight to see people go to heaven instead of hell. Question here this morning. Do you believe those who you are fighting for have been chosen of God? Some are your sons, daughters, husband, wife. Do you believe that they have been chosen of God? Paul was able to see this multitude of people, and he was able to see the wide open door. He was able to see that they were a chosen people of God, even though they were in their sin. And how was he able to believe for them? Because at one time, he too was one of them. Do you believe those who you are fighting for have been chosen of God? And if you do, you're going to have to shift your focus from what the opposition is doing to that love member, and you're going to have to shift it to the wide open door, the great door, the effective door for that wants to do a great work in and through their lives. It's so easy to get caught up and viewing it, what the opposition is doing, instead of what the Lord wants to do. Every salvation I put here comes with opposition. Every salvation comes with opposition. I don't care what side of the tracks you grew up on. Every salvation comes with opposition. An opposition that was greater than you and I. And that's why others were needed in order to get us to the church, to walk through the gate, the door, Jesus, the wide open doors of the church. It took people to get you and I where we're at right now. We did not do it alone. It took the Lord's grace and mercy. It took Jesus going to the cross. I believe there's some right now listening to me that need to once again pick up their cross. See, the cross has a way of allowing one to know the opposition is there, but to keep one's focus on the wide open door that's greater than anything the enemy has to offer. Everyone has experienced, I put here, the opposition in just fighting for one person's salvation. I mean, know that it's hard bringing someone to the Lord if the timing's not right, if the atmosphere's not right. Everyone has experienced the opposition in just fighting for one person's salvation. Can you imagine what the Lord went through in John 3:16, very familiar portion? I'm not going to keep you long today, amen. And the Bible reads, for this is how God loved the world. Not just one person, but this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone, that's that wide open door of opportunity right there, amen? So that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. If we've all experienced the opposition that comes from one family member trying to get them to Christ, trying to get them saved, can you imagine what Jesus took on at the cross? The opposition, the sins of the world, of the past, present, and future, upon his body, upon his life. To me, that shows a great, great, genuine love. He just didn't do it for one, but he did it for everyone. The wide open door of opportunity presents itself unto you today. He did it for everyone. To me, it represents an agape love, an unconditional love. But it also demonstrates to me a great power within his life and taking on the sins of the world. And you and I have that same spirit within our lives that Jesus took to the cross, that Jesus was raised on the third day, is present here this day. I speak into your homes, into your lives here this day, that what I have spoken shall come to pass. Now, whether the Lord is going to use your life or not is up to you. Because the opportunity is a wide open door. It's a wide open door. The opportunity is so much greater than the opposition that's trying to keep your attention here this morning. I believe once again, and what I have said is from the Lord, where the doors of the church are going to be wide open. And as strong as the opposition gets, the grace and mercy of the Lord is going to be greater. And this church shall be packed out. I got a call the other day from someone that gave me a word that I've been carrying within my life for 23 years, and what the Lord was going to do, and it was confirmed just a few days ago. And I knew it was from the Lord. The church is facing opposition right now. Amen. I would like to also say everybody's church is facing opposition. But along with that opposition, my focus is on the wide open door. That opposition is just a little bit closer to the wide open door and being saved by God's radical grace and mercy. It's even greater when you're able to love in somebody's disobedience. It just makes it that much greater. It just allows the wide open door just to get wider and wider and wider, where all excuses are removed. There's a wide open door of opportunity for you here this day. For those that have already been radically saved, that have already been equipped and trained to do the work of reconciliation and bringing people back to God, that you would use your influence to point towards the wide open door of salvation unto the lives that are lost and bound here this day. I know a lot of people here within the city now, about 18 years now. And a lot of people tell me, Pastor, whatever you want. Whatever you want. Hey, just ask. I got you. I have numerous of people that I still speak to that are not even coming to church that still give me that word, because I know they love me. They know I love them. Because they know it's in them. The call and leading others unto salvation. I speak to you here this day to be able to see the wide open door. Stop looking at the opposition. All that does is it's close the wide open door with lies, to where you feel that nobody's with you, nobody understands you. I do. And I'm here to keep the doors wide open through God's grace and mercy. But I need men and women to come beside me in helping me keep these doors wide open for the lost and the bound. The Bible says that we stand between the living and the dead. As I was watching Pastor Felipe do the announcements and the offering, I said, there's another man right there equipped and trained and ready. He does the announcements better than I do already. But he still comes under me in humility, because he knows I'm his dad. And if he wants to be wise, he'll keep it that way.
I love you guys. I ain't begging here this morning. The door's too wide open for me to beg. I'm asking for you to return to the church. Because I see what Paul saw. I see it clearer than ever. Even just with the under 10 people in the church, the camera people, the media people. I see it. And I want you to be able to see it. This church shall be filled. This church shall send men out and women to different cities, different countries. This church is a sending church. But we need men and women on board right now. You need to put those differences to the side. You cannot allow those differences, because differences will allow you to focus on the opposition. And if you're not careful, differences will allow you to become the opposition. It's so much easier to do the right thing and to be one that keeps the doors to the church wide open. For God can save those that are lost and bound right now, as you and I were. There's a work to be done, an effective work. Paul knew that the work of the Lord affected his life. It radically transformed him. And I know what the preaching of the gospel and the presence of the Lord is able to do when it hits a man's heart, when it hits a woman's heart, no matter where they've been. I know the power of the preaching of the gospel, how it's able to draw a man in, how it's able to draw a woman in, a youth member in, no matter where they've been and no matter what they've done. The wide open door of the Lord is so great. And Paul saw it so much greater than the opposition. I see the altars packed out, altar calls packed out, signs, wonders, and miracles taking place, because we're living in those days right now. And whether it's a week from now, 2 weeks from now, from the church doors to opening, I want you to pick out your Sunday clothes already. This is what I'm going to wear a week from now. This is what I'm going to wear 2 weeks from now. This is what I'm going to start doing right now. I'm going to start getting with the Lord. I'm going to come clean. And I'm going to get back to being that man of God, that woman of God, that youth of God that God has called for such a time as this. Do you not want to be part of something great? Something of God. Do you not want to do a work that is effective? Do you not want favor upon your life, upon your marriage, upon your children? Every time I walk in at the end, I see little lights up here, man. It messes me up. We were in our new house last night playing till about 1 something in the morning. And he was a 9-year-old, and then I see him up here, and it blows me away. And then I see my daughter hidden behind the keyboard thing. I'm with that sound sheet thing is going to come down one day. And I see my wife, and I say, what? We had to get up early. We had to drive from Germantown, 30 minutes to get over here. And we made all the changes and all the adjustments to be here on time. Still prayed at the same hour there at the house. I turned on the water, take my first shower within this house, and the water went cold in 2 minutes. I said, oh, time to change the plan. And I got all my stuff, and I came back to the house to shower over here.
stole some of Felipe's coffee that was already on the pot. What adjustments do you got to make here this day? To be on time for the Lord. What adjustments need to be made within your life here this day? I believe most of the adjustments are 5-minute adjustments. There was a quote a long time ago that I read somewhere. It says, what's the difference of an amateur and a professional? And it says 5 minutes. I believe the Lord's asking for some of you just to go a little bit further to get the results and to be effective and be those that stand by the wide open door, pointing the way to salvation, pointing the way to victory, pointing the way to a better life, pointing the way to a family coming back together, pointing the way to answering the call of God. He wants to use you. The Lord wants to use you. He's not looking at your track record. He's placed gifts within your lives to edify the body, to strengthen the church. Amen. As the worship team makes their way here, forward here this day. I'm excited right now. The media is going to go to another level. We're purchasing cameras. Amen. Not to see me better, but to see the great wide open door more clearer. Amen. The glitches and all that stuff is going to be something of the past. We just happen to be in a very bad location on getting the, what is that stuff called? Fiber optics and all that stuff. We're in a bad location here. What are you thinking about right now? What are you thinking about? Is your mind still in the opposition and what he's doing? Or has your mind and heart shifted to the wide open door? How wide is that wide open door? Ask me, how wide, Pastor, is that wide open door? It was able to save you and I at our worst point of our lives. How much more can this wide open door do for you and I now to continue to fight the good fight and to run the good race? If it did it when you knew nothing, why can't the Lord do it? You now knowing something. And if there's something we all know, we know he's able. But we need to be in position. After this, we have a leadership meeting. But my phone's going to be on, and if somebody wants to call me saying, Pastor, whatever the date is for the church doors to open, you count me in. I'm tired of talking. I'm going to walk it. I want to be part of that wide open door. I don't want to be part no longer of the opposition's plan, but I want to be part of God's plan. I want to be an answer to the city of Milwaukee. Even though the opposition comes, Pastor, I'm going to stand beside you. Because I know the work being done there at the church is real. And it's still wide open. Whatever the song is. It's time to come back. It's time to walk in the wide open doors. The Holy Spirit welcomes you.
Come flood this place and fill the air.
wants to flood the place you're at right now. Some of you need to raise your hands and call upon the name above all names. His name is Jesus. He is the door, the wide open door here this day in your home. He's saying, come through me and I shall save you. Come through me and I shall use your life for a great, great salvation. Is leading me to say here this day that the wide open door is not something that slowly happened, but he wants me to tell you that the wide open door has always been opened. Upon the death and resurrection of his son Jesus, upon the death, the Bible says that the veil was torn from the top to the bottom.
The wide open door has never been closed. It's always been open. And there's no man, no woman, no opposition that can shut this wide open door. That's good news for you and I, the believer here this day. No one can shut that door. The Word of God says that a door that the Lord shuts, no one can open. The door the Lord opens, no one can shut. The door has always been wide open. The problem is being able to see it wide open. Being able to see it wide open. Wide open. The door is wide open right now of opportunities for you in the church right now. I'm speaking to those that have already been here. It's wide open. Wide open. Father, here this day, we thank you for the wide open door that came through your wide open hands on the cross of Calvary, Lord. Scripture says that you showed us how much you loved us. You loved us this much. To give your life, to give us life, and to open up a door that we could walk through and be saved, and not only saved and delivered, but used of you, Lord. Used of you. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you touch that man, that woman, that youth, and that they be able to see themselves being used in a mighty, mighty powerful way here at the church. In a mighty, powerful way, that they be able to see themselves as being part of that wide open door. If this is your first time in hearing the gospel, I give you an opportunity by repeating a simple prayer and being able to walk through the wide open door of grace and mercy here this day and receiving Christ into your life. All you have to do is repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, forgive me. For I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I also believe that you rose again on the third day. And Jesus, right now, I want to walk through that wide open door of your grace and mercy. Enter my heart as Lord and Savior of my life. And Lord, I just don't want to be saved. I want to be used and being part of an effective work and bringing others unto you as well. In your precious name, we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Here this day, I just want to let you know I love you. If you want to speak to me or my wife, we're here for you. You can give me a call. We'll be on Facebook real soon after we hear from our leaders and the elders and the founder of our ministry in regards to the opening up of the church doors. And we will be the first ones to let you know of what that date will be. and being able to come back to church. Amen. Remember, go pick out the clothes you're going to wear. Amen. Some of you got to go get something new to allow God to do something new. Amen. God bless you guys. Love you guys. Go with the peace of the Lord. Have a blessed day.